For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. If you were a kid during the 70s, 80s, or 90s, this is likely a highly nostalgic sound, the opening song of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. A new documentary about Fred Rogers, Won't You Be My Neighbor, in theaters now, also features some music that hits close to home. Jonathan Kirksey, a Memphis musician, wrote and recorded the film's score in his neighborhood of Midtown, drawing from Fred Rogers' own musical style.
I grew up watching Fred Rogers every day when I was a little kid. I loved him to death.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
It's Kirksey's second big documentary after 2015's Best of Enemies. I asked him about the challenge of capturing the spirit of someone who was an icon to so many.
Fred Rogers was human, just like the rest of us. He had a lot of doubts and insecurities about his ability to influence children in a positive way. One of the things the music does is kind of explore those doubts and insecurities that are under the surface that maybe you wouldn't see were there if you were just watching Fred Rogers on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
On the television show, Mr. Rogers' home is filled with lively jazz-based piano improvisation. In the movie, it's Kirksey playing multiple instruments, creating themes that are sometimes haunting.
One of my favorite scenes I just referred to as 143. He weighed 143 pounds every day of his life. He had his own little personal numerology with that number. To him, it meant, I love you, because there's one letter in I, four letters in love, three letters in you. So 143 was, I love you.
For years, Jonathan Kirksey has been a cellist for the Memphis Symphony Orchestra while composing on the side. In some ways, he's been on the path to Hollywood movies for a while.
When I was a little kid, my family owned a small one-screen movie theater in Collierville. So our parents were working at the movie theater, so we were at the movie theater all the time. It was absolute heaven for a little kid.
Especially with all that great John Williams music, Star Wars, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Kirksey says that while he grew up on those big symphonic film scores, his job often means using just a few instruments to make the same impact. In one scene, his music helps to pull a hand puppet from the land of make-believe into the reality of American life.
It's quite an old show, might be late 60s or early 70s, but King Friday is talking about how he wants to build a wall to keep his neighbors out. And the citizens of his town are trying to convince him that they should be focusing on loving other people rather than trying to keep them out.
Kirksey is already working on two more documentaries and some shorter film projects. He works fast, he says, putting music to images.
It's like instant inspiration. And it also causes me to go in different directions musically than I ever would on my own.
The power of pictures and music was never lost on Fred Rogers. Sure, they could entertain, but they could also be a guide. For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.
It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say